Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be reviewing our letters and sounds, some of them. And I want you to remember that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can finish coloring or writing something at the end, okay? All right, let's begin. Let's write our names at the top of our paper in pencil. My name is Mrs. Oldham. Remember to write neatly. And then when you finish writing your name, you can put your pencil down. We're going to do some coloring for a bit, and we won't need our pencils. All right. At the top of your page, you're going to see a picture, and I am going to ask you to look for some certain items that begin a certain way with a certain sound. So let's get started. The first item I want you to look for starts with this sound. V, v. Can you find something in our picture that begins with V? Yes, it's the vase of flowers. There's a vase that has polka dots on it. Let's color the vase green. Some kind of a green color. And if you want, you can color the polka dots a different color. I'm going to color my vase green, and then I'm going to go back and color my polka dots purple. That's what I'm doing. But everyone should color their vase green, and then you can color the polka dots any color you want. So vase begins with the letter V. V, vase, V. V, vase, V. I like to make that sound. V. Can you make that sound? V. V, vase, V. Vase begins with the letter V. Can you think of something else that might begin with the letter V? How about van? Does van begin with the letter V? Yes, it does. What about violet? Violet, yes, that also begins. Vase, van, violet, all begin with the letter V. I'm using my violet crayon right now. I'm coloring my polka dots violet. So I have a green vase with purple violet polka dots. V makes the V sound. So I'm going to say this one more time. V, vase, V. Now you say it. V, vase, V. Excellent. I have finished coloring my vase and my polka dots. So I'm going to give you a few more seconds and then we're going to move on. 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Put down your crayons, finished or not. All right, I want you to look at the picture at the top of your page. And I want to see if you can find something. This one's a little tricky, but see if you can find something that begins with ah. Ah. This one's a little tricky. It is on top of the table, and it's made from eggs, and it begins with the ah sound. Do you see it? Have you ever had one? It's an omelet. Omelet. It's what's on the plate. It's made from eggs, and you can put cheese in there and some vegetables in there. Omelet starts with O. Let's color the omelet yellow since omelets are made from eggs. The inside of the egg, the yolk. So we could have done a yellowy orange color too. Some kind of a yellowy orange color. So omelet begins with the letter O. O, omelet, ah. Oh, omelet, ah. Have you ever had an omelet? Do you like eggs? I am going to tell you a little bit of a secret. I don't like eggs, so I've never had an omelet. Shh. I know. Eggs are good for you. They're not my favorite. I'm sorry to say. But omelets... people love omelets. omelets. Lots of people love omelets. An omelet starts with our letter O. I finished coloring the omelet. Now I'm going to color the plate around it. I'm going to color the plate. Let's have a green plate. I'm going to color my plate green. So it's going to match the vase a little bit. So omelet starts with O. O, omelet, ah. Another word that starts with O is on. The plate is on the table. The omelet is on the plate. O, on, ah. Another word that starts with O, like omelet and on, is off. Off. When you leave the room, turn off the light. Ah, ah, off. O, off, ah. I have finished coloring my plate. I have finished coloring my omelet. I'll give you 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay, boys and girls, can you find the picture that begins with this sound? Mmm. Mmm. Do you see the ninja? Dun, dun, dun. There's a ninja. I think it's a boy dressed up. What do you think? Or maybe it's a girl dressed up. It's a costume. Let's find our red crayon and let's color the ninja red. I'm going to color the whole outfit red, but I'm going to leave the eyes area alone. So the eyes, I'm going to keep it blank. So go ahead, even color the boots red. Ninja. Sometimes ninjas are sneaky. I don't know. What do they do? Not even sure. Ninjas are like, they can move really fast, right? Okay, so ninja begins with the letter N. N, ninja, N, ninja, I think that ninja needs to have his omelet. What do you think? I wonder if it's a special morning and he got flowers for someone or she got flowers for someone and it's time to have an omelet. Maybe it's breakfast time. I don't know. But ninja begins with the letter N. N, ninja. Can you think of another word that begins the same way as ninja? What about nut? Nut. That begins the same way as ninja. What about neighbor? Neighbor. Yes, that begins the same way as ninja. What about flower? There are flowers in the vase. Does flowers begin with N? No. Flowers does not begin the same way as ninja and nut and neighbor. So we have V, vase, V, O, omelet, ah, and now we have N, ninja, N. The ninja is there. He's ready to go. Or it could be a girl. It could be a girl too. That ninja's pretty big. It's a big picture to color. I finished coloring it. So I'll give you about 10 more seconds to finish coloring the ninja. 5. Did I say 10 more seconds? Okay, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, the next object I want you to look for begins with this sound. Table, you got it. Boys and girls, let's find our brown crayon and color the table legs brown. There are 2 table legs. One is right next to the ninja. Go ahead and color that table leg brown. And then one is on the other side. So color the table legs brown. And when you're finished coloring the table legs brown, let's color the tablecloth. The tablecloth, let's color it blue. Some kind of a blue crayon. So the table legs will be brown and the tablecloth will be blue. Go ahead. You may begin. So table begins with the letter T. T, table, T. T, table, T. Lots of words begin the same way as table. What about tiger? Does tiger begin the same way as table? Yes, they both begin with the letter T. T, tiger, T. T, tiger, T. What about this word? Told. Told. Does that begin the same way as table and tiger? Yes. T, told, T. It begins the same way. What about the word fun? Fun. Does that begin the same way as table? No, it doesn't. It does not begin the same way as table. So we have V, vase. What sound does that make? V. We have O, omelet, ah. We have N, ninja, n. And now we have T, table, t. That's a big tablecloth, but I finished coloring it. I'll give you about 10 more seconds to finish that, and then we're going to move on. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, boys and girls, let's find our pencil. We're going to work at the bottom of our page. Let's find number 1. You're going to see a capital. We can also say uppercase letter. Next to the number 1, what letter is that? Yes, it's capital N. Trace it for me. N, N. Then move over and trace the lowercase n. N, N. Then move over and we're going to write an N, but I'll tell you which kind to write. Ready? Write a capital N. Just one. One capital N. N, N. Scoot over number 2. What capital letter is that? That's O. O, ah, ah. O says ah. Trace it and then trace the lowercase O. Okay, now we're going to write our own O, but I'm going to tell you which kind to write. Ready? Make a lowercase O for me. Just one. One lowercase O. Number 3. What capital letter do you see next to number 3? Yes, it's a capital T. Trace it for me. T. And trace the lowercase t for me. T, t. Now, we're going to write a T. Listen to the kind I want you to write. For number 3, write a capital T. Just one time. Capital T. T, t. Scoot over to number 4. Which capital letter do you see there next to number 4? V, v. Good. Trace the capital V and then trace the lowercase v. V, V. And we're going to write a letter V, but listen for the kind I want you to write. Ready? Write a lowercase V just one time. Now look at number 5. You're going to see some dark black letters. We're going to put our pencils down. We're going to use our crayons for this part. Ready for number 5? Look at those dark black letters. Look across. And when you find capital N, stop and put your finger on it. When you find capital N, N, and I want you to circle that capital N with your green crayon. Make a green circle around the capital N. Okay, now keep looking at those black letters. Can you find capital O? Find capital O. When you find it, put your finger on it. And let's circle capital O with our blue crayon, some kind of a blue crayon. Capital O, circle it with a blue crayon. Now stay there. Stay on number 5 with those black letters. Can you search and find lowercase t? T, 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 lowercase t. When you find it, put your finger on it. Let's circle it with an orange crayon. Some kind of an orange crayon. Okay, last one. Can you find the lowercase v. Lowercase v. When you find it, put your finger on it. Okay, let's circle it with our red crayon. Circle the lowercase v with your red crayon. Nice job. Okay, number six. There are some pictures. I'm going to name the picture and then we'll write the letter that begins that picture name. So the first picture, do you see it? It's an octopus. Octopus. What letter does octopus start with? Oh, very good. Write it down. Octopus, like omelet. The next picture is a vest. 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 What letter should we write? V. Very good. Vest. The next picture is a tiger. Tiger. What letter should we write? T. You got it. And our last picture is the number 9. 9. What letter should we write? N. Boys and girls, we've finished the whole activity. You rock, I roll, together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.